Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now, 6 a.m. A downtown Raleigh store owner has been charged overnight with murder. That arrest coming nearly 2 weeks after a deadly stabbing at his store.
And brand new this morning, the Storm Prediction Center has put us under a level one and two risk for severe storms. It will be a WRAL weather alert day, and I'll walk you through the new timeline for the storms.
And the Carolina Hurricanes take care of business at PNC Arena in overtime. But that win comes with a price. The costly injury that will have them without a star player moving forward. So the Canes now leading the series 2-0. We'll let you know how long they'll be without their star player as far as that status goes. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us here, making us part of your routine here. We get to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with some brand new information from overnight as well.
Yeah, this is new this morning. An update from last night. We have a WRAL weather alert day for Saturday with a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. It's a level 1 from the Triangle area west and level 2 in our eastern counties. Damaging winds will be our biggest threat, but especially in that level 2 area, we'll be watching closely for any tornadoes that could pop up. They would be isolated. The new timeline for the storms, likely to be during the day on Saturday, and the storms may be out of our viewing area by sunset. This is a little bit earlier than we were looking at least 24 hours ago, and we'll walk through the exact timeline, but again, it looks like most of the rain will happen during the day, some light showers in the morning, and then thunderstorms developing right around or just after lunch. Time. Today is going to be a warm one. Could be the warmest day that we've seen so far this season. And we do have a code orange ozone forecast. That means that children, elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues shouldn't overdo it in the middle of the afternoon. It's a beautiful start this morning. Look at this gorgeous sunrise. It's just beginning here in Durham. It is 59 degrees right now in the Triangle area. 54 in Rocky Mount, a cooler 48 in Roxborough. It's 57 in Fayetteville and 61 in Southern Pines. It's going to be a warm day today. We'll climb into the 80s by lunchtime and stay in the 80s all the way until around 8 p.m. That 89 would be the warmest day so far this season. But one thing that we'll see is low humidity. So even though it'll feel hot, it'll feel more comfortable than it might otherwise, Brian.
All right, 601 right now. See, we take the live camera there on the north side of Durham at 85 at Duke Street. Looking good in both directions. No problem showing up on either side of 85 between Butner, Durham, all the way out toward Hillsborough. We're looking fine out there. And as we take a look around the rest of the triangle, just check with Raleigh 911, and we have no crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. They are investigating some sort of a road hazard out at the intersection of Peace at St. Mary's, but not seeing any big delays with that one. Elsewhere, I-40 is looking good all the way through Wake County.
Breaking news we're following. After midnight, Raleigh police announced an arrest in a deadly stabbing at a downtown Raleigh convenience store. Michael Grace is at Taz's Supermarket in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. That is the store where this all happened. Michael.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And this morning, 6-year-old Tyzeer Zarka is in custody, and he's been charged with the murder of 27-year-old Mark Garrity. Now, we're also finding out from the Wake County Detention Center this morning that Zarka is going to first appear in court today at 2 p.m. He also does not have a bond. And if you also remember, this happened 2 weeks ago at Taz's. Witnesses say a fight broke out after Zarka accused Garrity of stealing, and Garrity was stabbed multiple times. Now, this arrest was made just hours before a rally planned for this morning. A group was planning to push for justice for Gary. Now that store owner is charged with his death. And again, we're still working to find out if that rally is still happening today. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
More breaking news. At least two people are dead after severe storms brought tornadoes to the Midwest overnight. That same system could reach us this weekend. Officials in Oklahoma confirmed after midnight both of the deaths took place in the town of Cole, south of Oklahoma City. Aerial video shows the destruction in that community.
National Weather Service will also be on the ground today in the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma, to look for evidence of tornadoes there. New video overnight shows streetlights down and heavy damage to businesses. Officials say an assisted living center needed to be evacuated during the storm.
The same storm system also brought possible tornadoes to parts of Kansas. Take a look at this video of lightning over Chase County last night. Officials say large hail fell in some areas. Power is out for thousands of people there this morning. You can track the system as it heads our way with the WRAL Weather app. It is free to download on Google Play and the Apple App Store.
We're tracking several big votes today that could affect our state for years to come. That's the General Assembly building where this will take place. You're looking live at it right now. First off, a committee in the state Senate will look at a bill that would make it harder for hospitals to go after people who have medical debt. Another bill being considered today would overhaul how the UNC healthcare system is governed. It would also make new hires there no longer eligible for the state pension fund. And hundreds of childhood advocates are gathering at the General Assembly to push for more investment in the early education system. WRAL's Nia Harden will show how that would work ahead in our next half hour.
More arrests could be coming in the investigation into a deadly mass shooting at an Alabama Sweet 16 party. Authorities arrested three people in connection with the shooting. A 20-year-old man and two teenage brothers are now facing charges of reckless murder. Police say they're still in the early stages of the investigation into the shooting that happened Saturday night.
And I'll be honest with you, the magnitude and the chaos of what went on for us, even in this amount of time, to have executed three custodial arrests is huge. And we very much anticipate that we will make more arrests.
Four people died and more than 30 others were hurt when gunfire erupted at a girl's Sweet 16 party. Four people remain in critical condition. Alec Baldwin will be back on the set of Rust today as filming resumes this week, 18 months after that deadly shooting on set. A spokesperson for the film's production company says filming will happen in Montana. The movie has been on pause since October 2021, when a prop gun Baldwin was holding fired and ended up killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin and the film's armorer were charged earlier this year with involuntary manslaughter. Both have pleaded not guilty.
Carolina Hurricanes have jumped out to a 2-0 series lead over the New York Islanders in their opening round Stanley Cup playoff matchup. They will be moving forward, however, without their star forward, Teuvo Teravainen. He suffered a broken hand in the third period of last night's game at PNC Arena. You see the moment it happened here as an Islander player's stick. He takes a crack at Teravainen right there on the wrist. Broke his hand there during that shot attempt. He's expected to have surgery on that hand today. The Canes will head to New York for game three of the series after the dramatic overtime win in game two late last night. Jesper Foss scored the game-winning goal just over 5 minutes into the extra period. Sent that PNC Arena crowd home happy. They were wild again. Hurricanes coach Rod Brind'Amour says the fans can expect to see this close, hard-checking game for the entire series.
This is the playoffs. People keep thinking we're supposed to dominate the game. I don't understand this. Like, they're a good team. And, you know, they had us on the ropes. And my guys came back and said, you know, enough. And they gave it back. So that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, they were on the ropes. They were down two goals in the third period. Game three of this series will be tomorrow night at 7 in New York. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we'll have more from PNC Arena and last night's win.
Making schools safer is top of mind today for the Cumberland County School System. School officials, teachers, and community leaders will come together for an important roundtable discussion. It's happening from 6 until 7:30 this evening at the Kiwanis Recreation Center.
Coming up on 6:08 on your Thursday morning, considering ways to cut down on violent crime in Durham, how more input from federal investigators can help deter criminals.
Tiger Woods is stepping away from the course again. Why golf analysts say we should expect another big comeback after his latest surgery. Elizabeth.
And new this morning, we're under a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms on Saturday. So it is now a WRAL weather alert day. In the meantime, today could be the warmest day that we've seen all season. I'll show you why it may not feel too hot out there, though, coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11. Beautiful sunrise. Look at that glow there on the horizon there in Sanford. Looks absolutely beautiful. Our temperatures are in the 50s and 60s across the area right now. 61 in Southern Pines, but 55 in Lewisburg, 52 in Irwin, 54 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. So you might want a jacket as you're headed out the door, but it is going to be a hot afternoon. We climb into the upper 80s. And that's one of the reasons that we have a code orange ozone alert for this afternoon. Children, elderly, anyone who has respiratory issues shouldn't overdo it in the afternoon. But other than that, our humidity stays low. So even though our temperatures are going to be hot, it's not going to feel as bad as it would if it were like June or July. Our temperatures at the bus stop this morning, mostly in the low 60s. And of course, pretty toasty as the kids are getting off the bus this afternoon. Brian?
Just about 6:12 now. We have weather and traffic every 10 minutes. Just check with our partners at Waze, and we're not seeing any crashes right now in Durham, Chapel Hill, or Hillsboro. And as we take a look at that live sensor data, we're looking good on all of those approaches into Durham. Out of Hillsboro right now on 85 northbound, no trouble all the way out toward the 147 interchange. And coming out of Raleigh on 40 westbound, it looks good from Wade Avenue all the way out to 885.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center. One adult and two children are safe this morning after a house fire in Durham. This is a picture of firefighters on scene there. This is on Striding Ridge Court. This happened about 3 o'clock this morning. They say flames were coming from the roof of this home. 39 firefighters responded to this and had the fire under control in 15 minutes. Again, one adult and two children all out of the structure safely with no injuries. This home did sustain heavy smoke and fire damage. They say the American Red Cross is assisting the family there. The cause of that fire is under investigation.
The 84-year-old white man accused of shooting a black teen who rang his doorbell says he is not guilty. Andrew Lester entered the plea Wednesday. He's facing felony assault criminal action charges in Missouri for shooting 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. Now, investigators say the boy was trying to pick up his siblings, but mistakenly showed up at the wrong address. Lester's defense team says he shot Yarl through the glass door without saying anything because he thought Yarl was breaking in.
A substitute teacher and a high school student are both facing charges after a classroom fight this week. Rocky Mount police say the teachers, Vieira Steele, and the student are both charged with simple assault. The student is not being identified because of her age. Steele received a promise to appear in court. She's since been released. We have the full video from what happened in the classroom and the school district's response on WREL.com.
A former NC State football player is out on bond after being accused of opening fire at a Glenwood South apartment complex. This is video of the arrest you will only see on WREL. You can see Akeem Jones walking toward police. An officer tases him and fires that taser at him. Jones immediately falls to the ground. This happened at the Gramercy Apartments on West North Street Sunday. Police say Jones assaulted two people and two of the shots hit occupied apartments. He was released yesterday after posting a $150,000 bond. Jones played football for NC State from 2012 to 2015. He now works as a program director for I-9 Youth Sports.
This morning, we're taking a closer look at whether more federal prosecutions can help cut down on crime in Durham. A federal judge sentenced Romeo Pride to 9 years in prison this week. He's the convicted felon who brought a loaded gun to South Point Mall and shot another man on Black Friday 2 years ago. If the state prosecuted him, he would have only faced 2 years. Defense attorney Daniel Meyer says federal investigations can help deter crime.
My clients and stuff, too, one of the first things they're asked, especially when it's a firearm by a felon charge, because the feds love that, is, are the feds looking at the case?
A spokesperson for Emancipate NC says longer sentences are not the answer. Instead, the group says it would like to see a focus on the root cause of crime, such as addressing poverty.
Tiger Woods is recovering from ankle surgery. The golf star shared an update yesterday on social media saying his surgery to correct post-traumatic arthritis was successful. Woods was forced to withdraw from the Masters earlier this month because of a foot injury. This morning on Today, NBC Sports' Jimmy Roberts says we shouldn't count out yet another Tiger comeback.
Fans of golf will know that he's presently tied for the most PGA Tour wins of all time with Sam Snead. All he needs is one win to own that record all by himself. And I'd imagine that's got to be very meaningful for him.
More of the discussion about Tiger's future and his legacy coming up on Today. That's at 7 o'clock right here on WREL.
A Raleigh designer got the opportunity of a lifetime when family members for Carolina Hurricanes players chose her to design custom jackets. You can see some of the wives of the Canes players sporting their playoff jackets outside PNC Arena last night. Jen Stone says it took her 30 days to hand paint 30 jackets by herself. She considers herself lucky to show the world who she is through fashion.
Yeah, they happened to find me. They reached out and we just really connected and were able to come up with a design together quickly to get them done. I feel like I put a little love into it and it was just so much fun.
Stone hopes this opportunity allows her to work full time as a fashion designer.
Well, we have some big names to tell you about at the Merle Fest in just 7 days. Maren Morris, Avett Brothers will be performing on stage at the festival in Wilkes County. It's about an hour west of Greensboro. The event attracts about 80,000 people each year. Merle Fest is family friendly and kicks off next Thursday. Popular acts are there. You know, Reese Mayfield will be there, Elizabeth Gardner. We have seen Reese perform right here for us, and I know that's an act you're looking forward to.
She's very excited. They have a kids showcase stage, and so she's going to have a couple of songs there, and so we're all thrilled about that. Emerald Fest is so much fun. I'm already trying to sneak a peek at the weather for next weekend, but the weather for this weekend, of course, is something that we're watching very closely. It is a WRL weather alert day on Saturday. We have a level one risk from the Triangle area westward and a level two risk in our eastern counties. This is brand new this morning. Damaging wind will be the biggest threat, but in this level two area, we would be watching pretty closely for an isolated tornado. It doesn't look like that threat is very high, but anytime we have level two, we'll be watching closely. The timeline for the storms on Saturday has moved up a little bit. It looks like we could even see a few light showers in the morning, and the best chances for storms would be starting around lunchtime all the way through maybe 7 or 8 p.m. A level one and two risk, again, damaging winds being our biggest threat. Let's take a look. This next system, again, the potential for some showers early. The nice thing about seeing a few showers on Saturday morning is sometimes that settles or stabilizes the atmosphere. And in turn, the storms are not as strong as they might have been if it was moving into a more unstable atmosphere, like if we had had sunshine for much of the day. So damaging winds, some heavy rain, level two and level one risk across our area. Here's a look at the storm system right now. You can see the yellow boxes that are showing up there, or the orange, I guess I would say. That's where we have a severe thunderstorm watch. We've also had a number of severe thunderstorm warnings pop up overnight, even a few tornado warnings on the backside of that front back here across parts of Kansas. This will continue to push eastward, of course, and arrive here on Saturday. High pressure keeps us dry and beautiful for the next several days, but we'll walk through the timeline here. We'll stop it at 6 a.m. on Saturday. It's still dry at that point, but between 6 and 9, we start to see some showers pushing into the area, and then behind that, we begin to see the storms just beginning to pop up at lunchtime, but then starting to form a line closer to 2 or 3 in the afternoon. This is where we'd have the best chance of some of those severe storms from Raleigh eastward, and that will continue to push out at 6 p.m. It's almost out of the viewing area, and it's completely out of our region by 7 or 8 o'clock. Cooler air filters in behind that for Sunday. How much rainfall will we see? Probably an average of about a half an inch, but there could be some areas where those rainfall totals are a little bit higher. Earth Day Festival on Sunday behind the system. It's going to be beautiful and clear, low humidity, but cool. At 11 a.m., only 59 degrees, and at 3 o'clock, just 66. So it looks like we're going to be back to some sweater weather as we get into parts of the weekend. And those 60s will continue Monday through Wednesday, and Wednesday we'll have the chance again of an isolated shower. Brian?
It is just about 6:20 now as we take a look at traffic. Start to see some delays building in the past few minutes on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Not talking about big backups at this point, but about a 2-minute slowdown overall between 42 heading out toward the Beltline interchange. Just getting reports of a minor crash in southeast Raleigh at Barwell Road at Chasteel Trail. Not seeing any big delays with that just yet. Around the rest of Wake County, our major routes are clear. Also looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill this morning as we take a live look at I-40 at 15501. Traffic looking fine in both directions. That eastbound trip from 15501 out to the Durham Freeway, all clear at the moment.
Brian, thank you. Efforts to bar students who identify as transgender from girls' sports are moving forward in Raleigh. The input of former college swimming star is giving lawmakers as they debate the legislation.
SpaceX will try again this morning to launch its biggest rocket yet, the mission that it hopes will one day lead to taking people as far away as Mars.
Let's take a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back talking about what's trending.
is What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Twitter says it is moving forward with its plan to remove the verified status from people who don't pay for it.
Uh-oh. Brian Schrader's here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, those blue little check marks have always signified that a person or business is of public interest and authentic. Well, Twitter posted yesterday that it's going to start removing those little check marks today for anyone who does not subscribe to the premium Twitter Blue.
I just checked and I still got my little blue check mark, but I can tell you I'm not paying $115 a year to keep that check mark. Yeah, that used to be the way where you could tell accounts were, you know, authentic, the real deal, not the parody accounts. But now when people can just pay for it, there's big concerns with, you know, what's legit and what's not. So people are jumping off Twitter because of that.
Buying your verification.
Yeah.
Never.
I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
People in remote parts of Australia and Indonesia got a special treat just a few hours ago. A rare total solar eclipse passed over that part of the world around midnight our time. But listen, get your calendar marked off for next April because we're going to have a solar eclipse right here in the United States of America.
How about Woo-hoo. That? Lucky stiffs over there. This is, you know, the moon obviously passing between Earth and the sun, but Australia was the best place to see this. The experts are saying 20,000 folks lined up on the coast there to take a look at this. Pretty neat.
And then next year, our turn?
Yes.
All please. Right. It's a date, please. Y'all.
Let's have it.
Okay. We'll
All
be
Brian,
here.
Thanks. This weekend, thousands of people will take part in the Tar Heel 10-miler. The annual race showcases downtown Chapel Hill, campus area, nearby historic neighborhoods. WRL is a proud partner of this event, bringing alumni from all over back to the Triangle. I'll be down there for the race, along with Joe Fisher, Allie Ingersoll, our WRL team. And it's not too late to join us. You can go to the Tar Heel 10-miler website for registration details.
The DOT and State Wildlife Commission are working together to help animals get across highways safely. The departments are working to create more safe passage points for wildlife across busy roads. That includes underpasses, overpasses, and fencing along highways. They already have more than 24 of these types of passages across the state, including on I-40 and US 64. They're working to design 11 more in the effort to keep animals as well as drivers safe. This morning, hundreds of educators and parents are going to be in downtown Raleigh. Coming up, we're going to tell you why they're here and what they want from state legislators.
Plus, we'll tell you when a Raleigh store owner charged with murder will make his first appearance in court.
And brand new this morning, we have a WRL weather alert day for Saturday. The Storm Prediction Center has now put us under a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. I'll show you how much earlier the storms could arrive coming up.